ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In the country, it's unusual to give away your chickens.
It's definitely going to raise eyebrows. Everyone in rural Australia knows you just don't give away laying chickens. So, 2 decades ago, when a family on the outskirts of an isolated town called Nanup in Western Australia started getting rid of things.
And she's saying to Chantel, are you sure that you want to let go of these things?
People started noticing.
And Chantel said, yes, Leela's not going to need them anymore.
Daddy, stop doing that fight.
I'm Dominique Bayens, and I live and work about 45 minutes away from the little blue farmhouse where those 4 people lived and disappeared from.
The family lived a bizarre alternative lifestyle.
Chantel and Leela McDougall, Tony Popich and Simon Cadwill vanished in July 2007.
Hey, somebody do the castanets. I'm feeling all Latin now.
They left behind a note saying they'd gone to Brazil and rumours of a dark online cult swirling in their absence. They were never conclusively seen again.
They have not accessed their bank accounts or travelled overseas on their passports.
What began as a missing persons case morphed into an international investigation as evidence of secrets, hidden identities and a mysterious cult leader emerged.
He was working the room. It was like a car salesman trying to sell you a bomb.
Something wasn't right.
Outlandish theories became distinct possibilities.
He had told someone online that he was planning a family suicide pact, but later changed his mind.
I always thought that was their grand plan, to go to South America. This is where I have to take a deep breath here with stuff, because, yeah.
Why didn't we see any signs?
For months, I've been picking at the threads of this story to find out who the Nanup 4 were and what led them down the rabbit hole and into the face of disaster. And the further I've got, the more I've realised nothing is what it seems in this story.
I'm a non-gossip person, but it's very easy to hear lots of gossip.
Check that out.
He said, Chantel's got end time syndrome.
Oh boy, he's weird. Thoughts.
To me, it was off the planet.
It's very strange.
My son's going, what is going on?
That's what happens when you cheat, see?
Namaste.
I was starting to think this is not going to end well.
There are so many people left behind looking for answers, all the while trying to face 2 stark possibilities. Was the disappearance a choice or was it murder?
Turns out he wasn't trying to hurt them.
Beat them all.
He was actually trying to warn them.
All trying to work out how to live with the choices they made or didn't make that led them here.
I just wished I'd asked a lot more questions no matter what.
I'll regret it till the day I die.
I'm Dominique Bayens.
I didn't want to lose her.
I can't change the past.
And this is season 6 of Expanse, the Nanup 4.
You've got 2 choices, be strong or be weak.
Subscribe to Expanse to hear the whole story.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.